Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hello, Jonathan Carl here, and we've got a special bonus edition of Powerhouse Politics for you today. We've been taping this on Thursday. I've been in Texas traveling with Vice President Mike Pence as he's visited some of the areas directly affected by Hurricane Harvey and spoken to some of the victims. I had a chance to talk to the Vice President, some very interesting comments about the prospects for a government shutdown in light of what has happened here, and also the President's plans for the Dreamers. A very interesting discussion. We spoke in Rockport, Texas. Here's Vice President Mike Pence.
You see, this is devastating, huh?
It's really amazing. A long way back.
Is it worse than you thought it would be?
I think the scope is truly breathtaking. Mm-hmm. I mean, as the President said, we're going to be here today, tomorrow, and till it's done. But it's not months; it's years. And the official effort here will keep coming.
What does it mean?
We'll keep providing the resources, but to see these volunteers out at this point, see them walking in and out of these homes, being really the hands and feet of a generous and caring American public is really inspiring.
What does it mean to actually see it firsthand, actually talk to the people that have had their lives ripped apart by the storm?
Well, it's just heartbreaking, but at the same time, it's inspiring. Because what you see here, what we saw at that church in Rockport today is faith and resilience, determination to rebuild. And I think they know that the American people are with them. They've heard from their president. They've seen the efforts of state and local government that have been here since the very moment this storm made landfall. And we're going to stay here. I mean, if I have one message from the President of the United States to the people of Southeast Texas, John, it's that we're with you. We're with you today, tomorrow, and we're going to be here until Southeast Texas is rebuilt and recovers bigger and better than ever before.
Now, this is obviously not the time to have a government shutdown, is it? I mean, is the President going to kind of withdraw that threat?
Well, look, the administration has its priorities going forward, but I will tell you, President Trump's made it very clear. Our top priority right now is dealing with Hurricane Harvey and its aftermath and making sure that people of Texas and this region have the resources and the support that they need to rebuild their lives.
But does that mean you take the shutdown off the table, at least for now?
Well, I think it means we roll our sleeves up, we work with members of Congress to make sure that we have the resources available for federal assistance, for individuals, for families to rebuild their homes, for small businesses to get back to business and get jobs rolling again. But look, I truly believe that that Republicans and Democrats in Congress understand the sheer magnitude of this storm, and this is a moment when we can all come together, we can all move our nation forward. And the spending issues we'll deal with,
it was the president that threatened a shutdown over the wall. So what I'm asking is, he going to put that threat to the side now and concentrate on rebuilding here?
Yeah. President Trump's made it clear, very clear, that we're going to keep our promise to the American people. We've seen great progress.
Even if that means pushing to a shutdown?
Reducing illegal immigration on our southern border and enforcing our laws. And the president's made it clear that we're going to stand firm and we're going to build a wall and secure our border. But the priority right now for President Trump and for this administration is these families that are hurting, this community, this state, and we're just very confident that Congress is going to come together. We're going to pass the legislation necessary to support these families, John.
What about the Dreamers? There's talk, there's some reports the president's about to do away with the DACA program, and there are more than 120,000 Dreamers here in the state of Texas who would lose their legal status as a result of that.
Is this really the
time to do that?
Well, President Trump has said all along that he's giving very careful consideration to that issue, and that when he makes his decision, he'll make it, as he likes to say, with big heart. Mm-hmm. And I know that he will, John. But again, our focus today is not on these other issues. It really is about the immediate need to support rescue efforts that are still underway at this very hour, to support the initial recovery efforts to help families get back on their feet, back in their homes, provide the temporary housing for people to get back in their communities, into their schools, like I heard from families today, anxious to see the school reopen here in Rockport. But the long-term effort to literally rebuild Southeast Texas is going to take a national commitment, and it's going to take the generosity of millions of Americans, and we know it'll be there.
So what's your message to those people who came into the country as young children who have legal status through DACA, who have been affected by this storm? And they're now hearing these reports that their legal status may be taken away. What's your message to those people?
Our message to everyone affected by this storm is that the people of the United States, through our federal government, through our state government, are here providing support to rescue their families, to give them shelter, to assist them as they rebuild their lives and rebuild their families. We'll deal with these other issues as they come, and the president will give careful consideration to them, John. But right now, the most important thing is that everyone who's been impacted by Hurricane Harvey, and know that here in the United States of America, we come alongside people that are hurting. We rescue them out of harm's way where we can. We pray for the families of those that have been lost. And we make the kind of commitments in public resources as well as private charitable contributions like you've seen today in time and treasure to help them rebuild their lives.
Now I've seen you here talking to the victims, helping clean some of the debris out. Did the president miss an opportunity when he came here on Tuesday not to meet with any of the actual victims, not to actually see firsthand the damage?
I think what America has seen is the decisive leadership of President Donald Trump. Who took the unprecedented step of actually signing an emergency declaration before Hurricane Harvey made landfall here in this area. The president convened the cabinet several times over the weekend, was in continuous contact. I think the efforts that we've been able to make in conjunction with the outstanding effort of state and local officials here in Texas to do thousands of rescues and provide shelter and support and sustenance is all a credit President Trump's leadership. He wanted to be here as soon as possible, early this week, to be at the command center to make sure that all the agencies of the federal government were working in full cooperation.
And he'll meet with victims on Saturday.
He asked me to come here today, John. He asked me to come here today to get out in the communities, to be able to report back to him about the progress we're making and the challenges we face. And the president and the first lady will be back here on Saturday.
Seeing victims.
Out with the families, out in other areas. Yeah. But I can tell you that President Trump's full focus of this administration is on the families that are affected, the communities that are affected, and as I told them all today, we're here today, we're going to be here tomorrow, and we're going to be here under President Trump's leadership every day until we rebuild and restore Southeast Texas bigger and better than ever before.
We're out of time. I just have one last question for you. Back in Katrina, you took a very hard line saying that there should be spending cuts to offset any new spending for relief and recovery efforts. Do you still believe that now with this storm? Do you need to see spending cuts to offset everything that's going to need to be spent to rebuild Texas and Louisiana?
Well, I was very pleased to support Katrina relief funding back when I was a member of Congress. When I was a governor, we went through several natural disasters on a much smaller scale than this, and I know the importance of public support. But how we pay for that, the resources that are made available, that'll all be a decision for the president and for the Congress, and we'll fully support that.
But you won't be insisting on spending cuts like you did back in Katrina?
John, it'll be a decision for the president. And working with the Congress, we're very confident that Republicans and Democrats across our national government understand the unprecedented nature of this historic storm, the way it's literally impacted millions of lives and touched hundreds of millions of hearts across this country. And I know that America and our national government are going to come together and make sure that Texas and the Gulf Coast region that's been affected by Hurricane Harvey have what they need for the rescue, for the recovery, and to rebuild.
Mr. Vice President, thank you for your time, and thank you for taking us here. Appreciate it.
You bet, John. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Our thanks to the Vice President for this interview. And thank you very much for listening. One more note before we go. ABC News is taking part in the Red Cross's Day of Giving. So if you are 18 or older and interested in giving the Red Cross a $10 donation to help Hurricane Harvey victims, text HARVEY to 90999. message, and data rates may apply. That'll do it for this special edition of Powerhouse Politics. Be sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your podcasts. We'll talk to you again next time.